Okay, so we're going to start with the sugya of Achorei Hamita today on the Chaf Hei Mem Beis, and then I hope we'll also have a chance to do, or at least begin, the sugya Beis Akisei on Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. In terms of Achorei Hamita, so there are three opinions in the Tanaim about this halacha. The Brice says, Lifnei Hamita, sorry, Bein Lifnei Hamita, Bein Lachar Hamita is Aser, by, let's say, Graf, whether the Graf is Lifnei Hamita or Lachar Hamita, either way, it's Aser. Rashbag, Omer, Lachar Hamita Kore, Lifnei Hamita Eino Kore, so the Mita serves as a barrier. Aval Marchik, Lifnei Hamita, then you need to be Marchik, Aval Kore, Immersion, Lazar Omer, So either way, it's Aser according to Shmuel Aser, seemingly like the Tanakama, except he has this additional halacha of afilu kolad bias is kedaladamos. But what do we need that for? And then he has this kula, which perhaps everybody agrees to, of yanichem tachas hamita. So let's talk about Rashbag. So l'chora, the pshat in Rashbag is that the mita is mafsek. L'chora, the mita is mafsek, even though it's not a full-fledged mechitza. So why would this be? Now, this might depend on the question we talked about yesterday a bit. If you think that a graph is like a beis hakisei, so then perhaps this serves as the end of a beis hakisei. Now, what's interesting is, and this is going to bring us to the main topic we're going to talk about shortly, which is, well, what barrier does a beis hakisei actually need to end? Does it need mechitzos, or even something less than a mechitzos? Beis Yosef thinks it doesn't actually need mechitzos. So it's actually very easy to understand why a mita, even though it doesn't have DNA mechitzos, can serve as a barrier to the graph, especially if you say graph is dino kabesa kise and not kitsawa. Shimon Elazar says the whole house is like a besa kise. In other words, this non-mechitza dika barrier is ineffective. So memela, you're stuck. And the chiddush, the machlokas between Rashbag and Shimon Elazar seems to be whether you have this mita, which is some type of barrier, though not halachically a mechitza, is that going to suffice? Now, this might explain a very interesting sheet of Rabbeinu Yochanan, but we won't get into that now. So, the Gemara has a shaila then about what's the halacha. If less than three is pashut, 10 or above is pashut, and 3 to 7 is a shaila. The question is, what's the shaila? So that's not clear. According to Rashi, the shaila is with respect to the halach of kisui, meaning to say that a kisui works. If the kisui is, let's say, a kisui on top, but less than three, so then it's going to be fine. More than 10, for sure, it's different for sure, so it's garnished. 3 to 10, that's the shaila. According to the Gaon, quoted by many of the Rishonim, the shaila is within Rashbag's opinion by mita. When is mita considered a hafsek? If it's more than 10, pashut. If it's less than 3, pashut. No. 3 to 10, oh, yesh l'stapek. So some Rishonim say, well, the fact that we asked the shaila libet to Rashbag shows that we should pass them like Rashbag. Of course, according to Rashi, that's not a raya. If you follow Rashi, who would you expect to follow? Maybe the Chachamim, right? Because anyway, the Shaila is in Shimon Elazar, and we surely don't pass them like Shimon Elazar. And it could be everybody would be agreed by Kisui, but there's no reason to think that you pass them like Rashbag. Now, the Rif sounds that way also. The Rif doesn't quote the Baya at all. So that shows, so why not? So if you learn like Rashi, then it could make sense, because the Baya is Lali B'Delchosa. But the Rosh says no, that's not the Pshat in the Rif. That the Rush says that the Rith thinks that the Bai is a libid Rashbag, but still we're mako. Still we don't pass him like Rashbag. Why? So there could be different possibilities. Who, in other words, just because the Baya is Aliba de Rashbag, does that mean automatically? No, we still might follow the Chachamim. There's actually a view, the Ritz Gaius, who thinks we pass the Mike Rishman Elazar. Now, all the Rishonim reject that because the Gemara says, Ein Halach Rishman Elazar. What would the Ritz Gaius think? Why did he think like that? Maybe he read the Gemara like Rashi, and he thought that since the Baya is Aliba de Rishman Elazar, and that's a stomach of Gemara, Shlo Karaba, so maybe that's the way we paskin.
But he was based on the Pesach and Erev.
Oh, that's the other way to say it. That he learns like the Rach. The Rach says that Rav Shimon, the Gemara says that this is Rav Shimon Elazar Lashitaso, who says Kolabayas Kamale Kedal Adamos. So why would, so we paskin like that. So one of the kashas that the Rishonim ask on this Rach, is then there's a steer in halacha, because here we don't pass him like Shimon Elazar, there we do pass him like Shimon Elazar. So the Ritva says, yeah, you know, it's a weak dinyan. This din of Dalet Amos isn't exactly like that din of Dalet Amos, but they're sort of similar. So probably, you know, we only have this Maichasis, which one are you going to flip? So yeah, if you said something sort of like this over there, so then sort of like this over here, there's no problem to split the halacha. Well, that's what you're saying. Now, what did the Ritz Gaius thought? Ritz Gaius took that more literally. The Gemara assumes it's the same Shaila. How exactly it's the same Shaila, it's hard to know. But if so, it doesn't make sense, certainly, to split the Pesach. So if we hold over there, Dalet Amos, so too over here, we hold like Dalet Amos. Now, what's interesting is that the Rambam doesn't seem to paskin much from this halacha at all. Does he not paskin it at all? So he does paskin one thing that we get from this halacha. And that's the halacha that the Rambam paskins in Gimel Tes, that Kisri Kli Mahani. And he says it's like it's covered. Where'd the Rambam get Kisri Kli? Probably from this Gemara, from the Din of Mita. But he didn't bring the idea that the Mita is like a Mechitza. Could be, because he paskin like the Chachamim. So there's no Nafkamina. In other words, Kulei Alma, Kisri works. So that's what the Rambam gets in the Salacha. But if you're like Rashbag, then you'd have to discuss the status of Mita and Mechitza and all those things. But we don't hold like Rashbag. It's interesting, though, still a little bit, because the Rambam Paskin, the din of Kisri here, in the context of Soa, the Tosefta, where this is all coming from, is talking about a graph. So the Rambam extrapolated that if Kisri applies to a graph, certainly it applies, or what didn't it applies to Tsoa. If you said graph is like Tsoa, that's more obvious. For the Rambam, as we noted, that a graph is like a base Akise, but still the Rambam felt that we could extrapolate. The base Yosef thought maybe the Rambam actually paskin like Rashbag, and Mita is Medin Mechitza, like the Gaon. In other words, the Gaon that said that this Mita actually has, it's not like a table with legs and a platform, but rather there are Mechitzos to the table. And therefore, in a sense, the Rambam really did paskin this Gemara when he told you about Mechitzos. The only problem is why then wouldn't it have worked according to Shimon Elazar? Others who would disagree with this if it's an actual mechitza. The Piske Harash writes that an interesting point, it's quoted here, that Lugabe Kisui Lavud does not work. Unlike the way, let's say, Rashi reads the Gemara. So the Beis Yosef says, why not? So it could be that this relates to an interesting halacha about lavad. Is lavad a din mechitzos or something that continues? Could lavad work for a top to make it like smushed down to the ground? Could be that that's the machlokas. Now, it's agav, just an interesting hara. Our Gemara says lavad over here is how much? Three tvachim. And it says that in the view of Rashbab, right? What? Ah, that's your kasha from Erevin. So good. So we had that ha'ara also. So l'chora, that you could say that it's true that the shayla in the view, in his view, taka would be from 4 to 10. But we certainly don't accept that position. We certainly paskin is 3, and therefore the Gemara is asking Lididan that it's 3. What would it be? Good. Now the Beis Yosef at the end of Siman Ayin Tes writes that just like what we're basically mashve graf and soa for all these dinim. Why did Tosefta say it in the context of graf? Maybe because Dibur Behove. In other words, this type of question of having, you're not usually going to have a tzoa on the floor of your house and then want to like make a machitza with a bed. But a graf, I guess it's more of a common question, but doesn't really make a difference. It might be a little bit the Beis Yosef L'Shitaso that, who basically learns that graf and tzoa are the same. And to some degree, even within the Rambam, he takes away that nafka mina. Fine.
Question.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Beis Hakisei. So the Rambam is very interesting because he paskins the halachos of Beis Hakisei at the beginning of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Krishma, well before he gets into Tzoa. And if you look, for example, at the Torah, it's the opposite. The Torah says, at the beginning of the Pei Gimel, Kishem Shasar Likos Keneged Tzoa, Kachasar Likos Keneged Beis Hakisei. But the start is Tzoa, and that's sort of what you'd expect, that the start would be Tzoa. The Tzoa is a pasuk in Torah, and that's the main halacha. And then, you know, Beis Hakisei may be sort of Asar al Tzoa. But what's very interesting is, again, the Rambam, if you look at Perek Gimel, Halach Aleph, we have the halacha that you have to wash your hands before you say Shema. The Gemara says, how could you be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim with dirty hands? Okay, if you can't wash, then you find something else to clean your hands with. Then halacha base, Ein Kohen Lo Beveis HaMerchat, Lo Beveis HaKisei, Af Al Pi She'ein Bo Tzoa, Lo Beveis HaKvaros, Lo Befnei HaMeis, Betzad HaMeis. Talks about Beis HaKisei for a bit. And then, only, you know, a bit later, halacha Vav already, I think, we start getting into the halachos of Tzoa. So what would explain this Seder of the Rambam? Could be that the Rambam sort of starts off with the Asei Tov before the Sur Meira, meaning to say, what do you need for Shema? Much like he says, a little in parallel to the presentation of Hilchos Kriya Shema, in Hilchos Tefila, I mean, that you need Yadayim Nakiyos, you need a Makom Naki. So therefore, that precludes a Beis Hakisei. It's not a makom naki. It's not a makom kadosh. It's not appropriate for Krishma. And then later on, he brings the din of tzoa and erva, those things that are posel. Now, it's not that Beis Hakisei is in posel, because the Rambam does say that if you're quoting the Beis Hakisei, you have to say Shema again. That's true. Chozer b'kore. But that's because you didn't do it in a makom kadosh, as opposed to tzoa, which isn't just that you have to have a makom naki for tefillah and memela, tzoa is a problem. No, tzoa is an independent problem. And that's sort of the presentation of the Rambam. So is this halacha of Beis Hakisei de'oraisa or de'rabbanan? Now again, we're talking about a case of a Beis Hakisei that has no tzoa. If it's a Beis Hakisei with tzoa, so then there's nothing to talk about. It's just not tzoa is the issue.
Without
tzoa, is it deraisa drabban? If we're talking about a Beis Hakisei with tzoa, so then you'll have a problem, presumably, else the tzoa shibbo. But this halacha that of our Gemara, that if you have a Beis Hakisei, shepinu imenu tzoa, is asur to say shema, is that deraisa or is that drabban? So intuitively, it's sort of hard to imagine that this could be deraisa. Where do you find this concept? But Rabbi Yonah says it's deraisa. He writes, "V'hira falgav shenvo achshav tzara kevin she'aser metchila aser hu min ha'tayra mishum vayim achanecha kadosh v'chol davar she'aser min ha'tayra hachana mi'aser keneged arba amoshalav." It's hard to understand what this means exactly. That he says kevin she'aser metchila. There's also a little problem because the Rabbeinu Yonah on the same page also says it's only Asur Midrabbanan. So the Mishnah Berurah says no. When he says Asur Midrabbanan, he means Asur Midrabbanan. But what he said earlier in the page, that it's Asur Midrabbanan, that means Beis HaKiseh Chadash. The idea of Beis HaKiseh Chadash, that if you have Hazmana, you haven't actually used this Beis HaKiseh yet, but you're Mazmin it, designated for Beis HaKiseh. Gemara concludes that Hazmana works. Well, it's by the low shita, but even if you pass from the Chumran Hazmana, it's only Hazmana makes it aser inside of it. Socho, not Kenegdo. Kenegdo is mutter by Hazmana. That din of Hazmana giving something a din of a basic hisei or quasi din of a basic hisei, quasi again meaning aser betocho, but mutter outside of it, that halacha is certainly only midrabanan. But once you've used it, even though you've cleaned it out, and there's no tzoa here anymore, and maybe not even any smell or anything, so that is a din deoraisa. That is the view of Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins that way. He puts it in Sifkat base, Visura min haTorah, Kevin Shazam Makom, Amakom Mikvar, Darko Lios Botsoa, Ein Zem Machanach HaKadosh. What makes it deraisa? Darko, it's Makom Shadarko Lios Botsoa. So Machanach HaKadosh doesn't just teach me there's a problem with Tsoa. It teaches me that a Makom Shadarko Lios Botsoa is already not Machanach HaKadosh. You need Kadosh, you need Kedusha. You need makom that's royal kedusha. Maybe you know. It's almost like that's what the pasuk means. I don't know. And a kavachomer, obviously, it's always a problem. If a makom that's dark olios botzoa is aser, that's what the pasuk says. Machanecha kadosh. You need a makom kadosh. You can't have a place to dark olios botzoa. So obviously, tzoa is a problem.
That's more than one.
Exactly. The same idea. In other words, we start off with this place that you need a makom kadosh. Taras ha-yadayim, kedushas ha-makom. Though again, I'm still unsure if the Rambam holds any of these things or deraisa. Because Rambam doesn't put any of stuff in, as far as I could tell, in his parak, right? Neither by Erev nor by Tzoa. And he starts off, parak Gimel, with this halacha that's almost certainly derabbanan, like washing your hands. Sort of get the impression that all of this is derabbanan, or derabbanan. Again, it's hard to understand that from the Gemara. The Gemara, for example, says that there's a distinction by Meraglayim between Amuchel Meraglayim, which is deraisa, and a puddle Meraglayim, which is derabbanan. How did the Rambam read that if the whole thing is derabbanan? So I don't really have an answer other than like one is Ikar min haTorah, or there's a asmachta, right? Sometimes deoraisa, like we talked about earlier in this man, we saw that when the Gemara says, by Das Moshe, Kisui Seyar is deoraisa. Like, I guess it would be Rambam Lashitasa, another place, same Rambam, right? The Tosfos HaDeshen learned that the Rambam, sometimes, even when the Gemara says deoraisa, or Dvar Torah, it means al pi pasuk, but not deoraisa. Like by Yichud, like by Kisur Seyar. So maybe that's the way the Rambam read this Gemara also. Yeah.
It could be that he just thinks that it's still the right thing, and balance of Krishna.
So it could be, but you would expect him, and again, I'm not an expert in the Rambam sufficiently, but my impression from the Rambam is if he thinks something is deraisa, he's going to tell you a pasuk in some way. Could be. So you're saying that it's not mefurish b'kra, But again, the whole presentation isn't machalik between, again, it starts off with the din d'rabbanan, and then he goes straight to all the other halachos. He's not machalik. He doesn't quote a pasuk anywhere. If it was deraisa, I would expect him to bring a pasuk and not to be mashka the din of deraisa. Anyway, I'm not sure. That's a hara derchagav. But back to Rabbi
Rambam. Excuse me, yeah. Would the Rambam say nesmachta is deraisa?
If it's an asmachta, it's not deraisa.
No. But you said maybe I misunderstood you. He said something he might say the Gemara calls it deraisa because it's based on a pasuk. So nesmachta is based on a pasuk. It's not a real pasuk.
What the Rambam, according to that translation, is saying sometimes even when the Gemara says midaraisa, it means asmachta, which means derabbanan. No. Anyway, not sure about the Rambam. But back to Rabbi Yonah. So Rabbi Yonah holds that it's deraisa, and again, the deraisa isn't just a din and soa. It's in a makom machanach kadosh. Machanach kadosh means that it has to be a makom kadosh, makom raila kadusha, makom naki. So that precludes a makom that's miyuchad litzoa, and kavachomer precludes tzoa, right? And again, maybe that would explain the ordering of the Rambam. And that's the din d'oraisa. So therefore, even though there's no tzoa here and it's cleaned out, it's still a problem mid-oraisa. The Chazon Ish doesn't like this. It's very hard, you know, psukim are not talking about tzoa. How could you say that without tzoa, there's still a psul tzoa? So the Chazon Ish says, well, you know, Rabbeinu Yonah, he doesn't really mean, he means it's Asur Min HaTorah when there's tzoa. And because it was Asur Min HaTorah, when there was tzoa, it continues to be Asur and Rabbanon, even after the tzoa has been removed. It's not such an easy read of Rabbeinu Yonah. I think he holds that way because he thinks that the notion of a place that's totally free from tzoa and clean could be Asur Midaraisa seems very far-fetched. So he fetches a little bit in Rabbeinu Yonah. But the Mishnah Berurah assumes, like the simple reading of Rabbeinu Yonah, and this Rabbeinu Yonah cited by the Beis Yosef as well, that we're dealing here with an Iser Deoraisa. Yes.
That's the update that we discussed this morning. It's very clear now that it's not Rabbeinu Yonah.
So if an Ovid could be more chomer than Rabbeinu Glayim, so that shows that, and that's because Dino Kabesa Kisei, and that's also the Deraisa. So yes, I agree. I don't know if, I don't remember.
Well, I guess Rabbeinu himself said it didn't so
So I guess that's what he's saying that an ovit could be kaminsoa, fine, but that the whole room, even when freed, cleaned. Now, that's actually, we're going to get to that in a moment, whether the pshat and besakise is the whole thing is like also, or at least like ovit, or graph. And we'll get to that possibility in just a moment. But yes, I think the simple reading of Rabbeinu Yonah there too sounds like the way he's understood by the Mishnah Berurah and the Beis Yosef and the classical understanding. Now, so the most mysterious part of our Gemara, which in a sense is actually, though not explicitly addressed by the Rishonim, interestingly enough, is the idea that it's Asur Likros Keneged Beis Akisei, not just within the Beis Akisei. And why exactly is that? What is the basis for that? Again, just to take a look at the Gemara for a moment, Chavav and Aleph. First, the Gemara cites the idea that even Melo Einav is Asur, an idea that we've talked about extensively, and the Gemara questions that. Eini, Amar Afram, Bar Papa Amar Rav Chista, Over, Omed Adam Kineged Beis Akisei, Mispala. Which is Akasha. Now, what is the Kineged Beis Akisei? In other words, you're not in the Beis Akisei. You're simply Kineged Beis Akisei. And it's Asur. So we answer, Achmais Kinan, Beis Akisei She'in Bo Tzawa. But if Yesh Bo Tzawa would be Asur, because it's Melena, presumably. Eini Vamarav, Yosef Barchanina, Agav, by the way, just a ha'ar on that line. So the Gemara over here says that Beis HaMerchatz is Aser Af Alpi She'en Bo Adam. Just like a Beis HaKiseh is Aser Af Alpi She'en Bo Tzoah. So that's a very interesting line, because that implies that the problem with Merchatz is Adam. Now, if you look at the Rambam, in Parag Gimel, Halacha Gimel, the Kesef Mishnah and the Mari Korkus, sorry, the Barina Manoach, have the following Shiloh. What's the problem with Merchatz? So Rabbeinu Manoach quotes, there are those that say that the problem is that it's because people are undressed in the Merchatz. That's the reason why you can't say Shema, Rachos, or the like in the base of Merchatz. And he thinks, no, that's not the reason. The reason is because of the Zuama. The Nafkamina is, if it's a cold mikvah, so in that case, there's no steam and shvitz, zuama and the like. So it would be mutter. Whereas according to the first opinion that he cites, it would be aser, because people are undressed. So the lashon of the Gemara is more medrash like the first pshat. That's why it says, beis hakiseh she'en bo tzoah, and beis hamerchatz she'en bo adam. Both cases, Beis HaKiseh Shein Bo Tzoah Aser, why? Because it's miuchad for Tzoah. And Beis HaMerchatz Shein Bo Adam, why? Because it's miuchad for people to stand around there undressed. It's Aser anyway. Anyway, it's parenthetical. So
back to the...
What?
I mean,
why?
The fact that it's Aser,
we just said Shein Bo Adam. So, and Afal Pi Shein Bo Adam. Well,
you might have thought that
I guess it's sort of... So I guess that's what that's what they would say, but it still wouldn't be parallel to Tzoah. In other words, the parallel to Tzoah would be that Beis HaKiseh is Aser because it's a makom for Tzoah, and the Chiddush is that even though there's no Tzoah in it now, even though you cleaned out all the Tzoah, it's still Aser alts the Tzoah. So Beis HaMerchatz also, even though there's nobody undressed in there now, since it's a makom yuchad for people to walk around without clothing, so therefore it remains us. So I would say still the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like Rabbeinu, the Yesh Omer in Rabbeinu Manoach, not his paskana.
Although based on what they're saying in the Rambam, that basically say Rupa, that not Tzoah caused basically Kisei, it's almost like basically Kisei is conceptually required for Tzoah. So then say even by basically Kisei, it wasn't like a occupation of Tzoah, despite the fact that Tzoah is really the go-ring in basically Kisei.
Yeah, maybe. Right here.
Isn't also the version of Mark Shabbos that it's because of those people? Those are not dressed.
What does the Mark Shabbos say?
It says, like, in another place, it's okay, but once you
So Beno Noach knows that, but that could be because of the Zuah Mashiach. What you're pointing out is the Gemara is machalik between the outer room, where there's three levels. Where everything is mutter, the middle room, where certain things are mutter and certain things are aser, and the inner room where everybody is, everything is aser. So if you learn like that first reading, so then easier to understand that. Otherwise, you have to say, it's not taloi, that's a simen shebo, but that's not the siba. Right. Okay, anyway, back to here. So
Yeah, I was wondering, can you say that the thing, if it starts off being aser because there's actually soa there or undressed people there, it's sort of like the din of nidcha, it's something which is, it might have been possibly to be permitted, but once it became aser, then it remains aser?
Sort of. I mean, that dichwe is a psul, usually in something like a karban or a chafza shel mitzvah or the like. It would be a very interesting application to apply it to a room. It's like nidcha midin davar shebekdusha. I think that would be different than the usual application of dichui. But maybe that would be an interesting parallel. So the Gemara concludes alacha b'mayaskinan b'chadeti. Talking about a new Beis HaKiseh. The Gemara says, "I that's a shaila for Ravina, hazmana, does it work or does it not work?" So here, what are we saying? Very interesting idea. That even if you're going to hold that hazmana works, hazmana can give something a shame base hakisei, which would mean you can't daven in the base hakisei. But this additional halacha of kinegdo, that's only going to be once you've used it. And therefore, once it's a used base hakisei, then kinegdo's us. Ad kan the Gemara. So what do we have? Bottom line is at least a used base hakisei, kinegdo is us. Not only is it aser to daven inside the basic kisei, but even to daven outside the basic kisei, kinegdo is aser. So the question is, why? Why should that be? What's wrong with davening outside the basic kisei? Right now, example, we are sitting outside basic kisei. I think Johnny's within 4 hours of basic kisei. What? Close. All right. Close. All right. So some people are oftentimes within the 4 hours of Beis HaKisei. Maybe you'll say our Beis Pate Kisei don't have a din Beis HaKisei. Talk about that probably tomorrow. Maybe they do. That's not a Pasha thing. Any post can hold that even our Bate Kisei do have a din of Beis HaKisei. Does that mean that I can't, people, they say they go out to the bathroom and they make an Asher Yatzar outside the bathroom? No, you can't. It's awesome. What's this all about? Why should that be? So the Beis Yosei says, you know what? What type of Beis HaKisei are we talking about in our Sugya? We're talking about a Beis HaKisei that doesn't have machitzos. Has machitzos, then, of course, outside the Beis HaKisei, it's a chalak rishos, and everything's going to be okay, perfectly fine, right? It's a separate rishos outside the Beis HaKisei, and there's no problem of kinegdo. And then the Beis Yosei says, you know what? I think even further. I think that even if there are not mechitzos halachic mechitzos, let's say the mechitzos are 9 tall. But they effectively are being mechasa the Beis HaKisei. Like you can't see the floor of the Beis HaKisei. So that's also good enough. I don't need halachic mechitzos. Now, parenthetically, that's very similar to the discussion that we had a while back about the hospital curtains that are 4 tefachim from the floor. So we saw that Rishon Zalman Orbach said that's okay. Let's say there's a graph in the other half of the room, even a graph with Zoa, he said, yeah, it's true, it's not halachic machitza, but it works alt kisui. And that's basically the argument of it. And to work alt kisui, it's machasit, even though it's vertical. That doesn't need halachic machitza. So that's basically the argument of the Beis Yosef looking over here. Darki Moshe is a bit hesitant, but even the Darki Moshe is not necessarily against this point. In other words, he could agree to the Rishon Zalman case. He just says, Darki Moshe writes, we al simen ayin tas mashma mardecha shuzat v'im hatir aleicha shatzoa b'omek kibate kiso shalana. So he's a diok in this case for Beis HaKisei, but it could be for Tzoa, he would agree. There's also, relevant to that, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, a Levush, who says a Svara very, very similar to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that's quoted in the Bir Halacha at the very end of Pei Zion. The only issue is over there, the Bir Halacha quotes a number of other Achmanim who disagree with this Levush, and as we'll see in a moment, almost everybody's going to argue with this Beis Yosef. Nevertheless, I don't think it indicates a fundamental rejection of this notion of a kisui being, of the possibility of a kisui being vertical. They're going to reject it for a number of other reasons, which we'll explain in a moment. So that's the Havana of the Beis Yosef. So just to go back, and the Gemara said that Keneged Beis HaKise is Aser, not just inside the Beis HaKise. Why is that true? Answer is very simple. There's no mechitzos to the Beis HaKise. There's no halachic mechitzos, and there aren't even non-halachic mechitzos that would be mechasa. So therefore, when you're outside the Beis HaKise, there is a problem. That's what the Beis Yosef says. You could argue that if you learn like the Rashba, we could also understand why, even if there are mechitzos, Kenegdo would be usher, because you could, if you could see it, that's what I say, 10 tefach mechitza, but I could still see into the Beis HaKise, so it's going to be usher, just like if you could see past the mechitzos, see the tzoa, it's usher, so too, let's say Beis HaKise is dino ketzoa, or maybe you actually see the tzoa in the Havamina of Gemara, that would be the problem. That's another possible way to Gemara. The Bach sort of holds like the Beis Yosef, except he thinks that you need halachic mechitzos. That if you have halachic mechitzos, meaning 10 tefach tall, so then this halacha kenegdo wouldn't apply. So if a Beis HaKise is surrounded by halachic mechitzos, so then as long as you're outside the mechitzos, let's assume it doesn't smell, so then it's going to be okay. So according to the Beis Yosef, the Rama accepts this, it would seem. The Bach, you know, like we said before, our bathrooms are no problem. You could say brachos right outside of the bathroom. You don't have to worry about dalet amos from the bathroom or the little enev of the bathroom. As long as the bathroom is has mechitzos, like every bathroom, that almost every bathroom, I guess. So that's going to be a shaila. That might get to the Rosh B'shaila as well. Seeing in, but past the halachic wall, right? But at least if you don't see in, then you wouldn't have to close the door, presumably. If you do see in, and since we're our choshes for the Rashba l'chatchila, so maybe you could still have a problem. Fine.
Question, yeah. What does exactly kenegdo mean? Does it mean facing the bathroom? In other words,
Kenegdo means face, presumably means within Dalet Amos or facing it even outside of Dalet Amos.
So if you have your back to the bathroom door and you're...
Yeah, but it's within four Amos. So yeah, then that would be Kenegdo still, presumably. But it would be fine for the Beis Yosef because this halacha is only relevant when there's no doors and walls and things like that. So according to the Beis Yosef, Bach, Ramah, you'd be okay. And maybe also according to the Rashba, you could argue you'd be okay. Yeah, but as I said, everybody rejects this lenient perspective. First and foremost, we have the Rama, the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham asks a number of questions. He's a diak from Rashi and Balamor. There's a Tosis in Sukkah that assumes that Stam Bate Kise certainly have machitzos. So you can't learn like the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is premised on the fact that he says Stam Besa Kise in the Talmud is without machitzos. So we could say that our sugya is talking about without mechitzos, like the Stam Beis HaKise. No, but Tosfos in Sukkah shows from a number of places, unequivocally, that the Stam Beis HaKise Sheva Talmud did have mechitzos. So you can't say that we're talking about a mechitza, Beis HaKise without mechitzos. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, no, this halacha of Kenegdo applies even in a Beis HaKise without mechitzos. Check with mechitzos. So, oh my goodness, well, why would that be? What's wrong? This Beis HaKise, there's mechitzos, it's separated. Why? What's the problem? I can't even see in it. So it's okay for the Rash, it's okay for the Rashba. Just like when you have Tzoa behind mechitzos, there's no problem of davening and saying brachos. Again, somebody you don't smell anything. So too, if you have a Beis HaKise behind mechitzos, there should be no davening, no problem davening and saying brachos. Why in the world is there a din of kenegdo on the Beis HaKise? That's the kasha that we need to answer. They seriously tried to answer, but it's not a good answer. So now we need a new answer. Says the Magen Avraham, I'll tell you why. Because the Beis HaKise is like a graph. The whole thing is like a graph. What does that mean? The whole thing is like a graph. That I assume part of it is based off of the Metzius. Is that, can I get that water? Probably their bate kisos were very, very smelly and gross and disgusting. their bate kisos, and they were filthy, and the walls themselves were saturated with filth, and just like the path is aser, so to the whole base of Kisei is aser.
So, you know, for a porta potty?
Yeah, so it's pashut that this halach would apply for a porta potty. The question is going to be, the simple eating among the Brahmins would also apply to our bathrooms as well, because Magen Avraham thinks that's the reason for this, but it's the pashut shot in Magen Avraham is even if it's not true, in other words, even if your walls are not that way, it's still a problem. We will see that there are those that make this distinction. But yes, porta potty, well, I guess it might depend. The porta potty is made out of cheres, plastic. It's plastic, we said before, it's animal land. Porta potties are all made out of it. So could be not. We'll get to porta potties in just a moment. But yes, but the presentation of the Magen Avraham, though he says that it's like a graph, he doesn't say it's only usher if, in fact, the walls are saturated. He just says that that's the reason, right? There's no chiluk and there are no exceptions. That the Magen Avraham says, like, thick walls or other things. That's the halacha of the Gemara. The Taz also objects to the Beis Yosef, based off of the Gemara, the Tosis and Sukkah. And he more or less says like the Magen Avraham, except he has a tzad lahakel, which the Magen Avraham doesn't have, which might be really, very relevant for us. The Taz writes, "Nira dechomer de beis akisei hazeh, hu dafka b'mechitzo she'enem nasim ella b'shvil beis akisei." Go. When is this true? When the walls of the Beis HaKisei were built for the Beis HaKisei and only for the Beis HaKisei. For example, like an outhouse, right? Aval imbana Beis HaKisei b'mechitza shel bayis she hismicha osa la'osa mechitza. I build my house, and then outside my house, I put a Beis HaKisei, and then I put walls around that Beis HaKisei. So I couldn't say brachos in the chatzer outside my house because those walls would be ineffective. It would still be connected Beis HaKisei, but inside my house I would be able to say brachos. Why? Because the wall is a house wall. It's not a Beis HaKisei wall. It's a house wall, right? Because what did I do? I built my house. And then I put the Beis HaKisei outside my house and I put some more walls outside. So even though the house wall does actually serve as a Beis HaKisei dicker wall, why? Because it's built for the house, not built for mechitza. So the question that we have to ask according to the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah thinks we accept this Taz, more or less, is how would you look at the walls of this Beis HaKisei right over here? Now, again, maybe tomorrow we'll talk about maybe our Bate Kisei don't have a din of the Beis HaKisei Mamish, but let's assume not that way for the time being, as it is a big machlok as opposed to. So in this case, well, what do these walls serve? So if you sort of can see the structure of this room, this was a big room, and there's a bathroom, and then they have walls sectioning off the bathroom. It's not explicitly like the case that the Taz is Matir, and it's not explicitly like the case that the Taz is Makel, somewhere in between. The Taz is Makel in a case where you have a house, you have a house wall, and then you put the Beis HaKisei on. So that house wall will be Chotzeitz. In this case, I don't know what happened when they did the construction, how they built it. I don't know if that would matter very much. It does, on the one hand, the walls here are to separate the bathroom from the rest of the room, but they're mishamish the room, not just mishamish the bathroom. So do we look at that as okay? Because since they're mishamish the room, not just the bathroom, it's mutter according to the Taz. Or do we say no, that since these are bathroom walls, because they are what separate the bathroom from the rest of this room in practice, so then it would be aser. So what would we say about this bathroom for the Taz? Maybe from the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like he would be matir. Sounds like the only time it's going to be aser for the Taz is when the mechitza is miuchedes lebeis hakisei levad. And Rav Moshe takes this one step further, and he says, maybe it's not one step further, it's the same step. It's quoted in Dershon Note 16. Rav Moshe writes that therefore a door as well. If you close the door to the bathroom, you could say brachos. Why? Because the bathroom door is mishamish gam labayis, not just for the beis hakisei. The only time it's aser is when the mechitza is just mishamish the beis hakisei. If the mechitza, or in this case the dalas, is mishamish both the beis hakisei and the bayis, right? You want the door when you're in the bathroom so people won't look into you from the outside. But when you're on the outside, you also want the door so you don't have to look into the bathroom. So it's mishamish both, and therefore, according to the Taz, it is mutter. That's what Moshe says. It's going back to your question about the outhouse. What would the din be by the outhouse? So the outhouse is probably a case where the mechitzas are just mishamish the beis hakisei. Whereas a indoor bathroom is going to be mutter according to Rav Moshe / the Taz. Now, I have a hard time with this chiluk a little bit, to be honest. Like, maybe the outhouse also. It's mishamish to chatzar because I'm sitting in my chatzar, well, tashmishim chatzar, and I don't want to look at the guy going to the bathroom. But apparently I'm wrong. And for some reason, we assume that any time, it's only when the mechitzas are exclusively mishamish to beis hakisei that this din applies. And anytime it's inside, we see it as mishamish, the bias and the beis hakisei, and therefore the Taz would be matir. So a big part of this chumrah has gone away. Maybe still the outhouse we'd have an issue. So this is sort of an issue. The Mishnah Berurah talks all about, like, what do you do on Sukkos? Because they used to have a lot of outhouses. We don't have so many outhouses anymore. That happens to be that the Mishnah Berurah says that, let's say you have an outhouse and your windows are open, so you can't say a bracha, right? If you're looking at that outhouse. So my next door neighbor, they're doing some construction. So they have an outhouse mamish in their front lawn. And if you sit in my living room with the window open, you can see their outhouse. So it's not that crazy. According to Mishnah Berurah, the window was open. Couldn't say bracha.
How far away?
It's below Einav. I mean, it's 20 feet away. So Simas and I would work, right? Because then you have both. So. But you have to think about it, right? If the window's closed, it would be okay, because it's like a shashis. But if the window's open, you have to think twice. You have to make sure that we always talk about closing your eyes in front of the erva, right? You have to close your eyes inside your house because there's some outhouse outside. I think, according to Magen Avraham, you can make a strong case that we can't learn Torah here.
Is there room to argue that I think walls have insulation?
So you could argue the following, that every wall, this wall here, is not one wall, it's two walls. There's drywall on both sides with boards in the middle, right? Most walls, inside walls, don't have insulation. Insulation is only for the outside, unless you have to soundproof it. Most of them don't soundproof their bathroom. But there are probably two walls, but you're still stuck on a door, right?
Right.
Okay, but we're stuck in this room still. There's a door, right? You have to end this year right now. You learn like the Magen Avraham.
And you work on your
So we're not going to end this year right now. Maybe we should, but for different reasons. So now the Chazon Ish says, you know what? What was the whole logic of the Magen Avraham? Remember, the Magen Avraham said that this is like the ovid or the grath. Well, remember we had a kula yesterday by ovid and graths. What was our kula? They're made out of metal or glass or non-absorbent material. What are our bathrooms made out of? Right? Even the outhouse. What's it made out of? Plastic. Plastic, that's not very absorbent. Maybe the outhouse would also be okay. Could it be more chamor than the grath itself? So what are they talking about? They're talking about walls. I don't know what they made their walls out of. Material, cloth, wood, probably wood is the common thing, right? We saw wood yesterday. Does have the din of a grout because it's absorbent. So we could even, for the Chazon Ish, we have it sad to be made even for the bathhouse, for the outhouse. Because if it's made out of plastic, it's not absorbent. Certainly, when it comes to our Bate Kisei, that would be a sad to be Mako. By the way, in that question of the Mishnah Brura that I said for looking out the window at the outhouse, he recommends avoiding it, but he says, Lamaisa, you have a tzad to be mekel. What's the tzad to be mekel for looking out my window at the outhouse? Sveik Sveika. What's the Sveik Sveika? Maybe the Beis Yosef is right that the mechitzas are good enough. And even the Beis Yosef is wrong, maybe the Rosh is right. That if there's chilek rashuyos, right, like the mechitzas in my house, even if I look at it, it doesn't matter. So therefore, looking out the window at the outhouse, it's not that bad. We have a Sveik Sveika. Okay, we're out of time. So we'll be choshev from Magen Avraham and stop the shiur immediately.
Thank you for the shiur.
You're welcome. I'm sorry I can't take any questions now.
All right.
You took the shiur. Joking. Go ahead.
Oh, you're talking about the Magen Avraham again.
Yeah. It was a joke.
No, I thought you were just in a rush to end the show.
No. It was a joke. Huh. Okay. Do you have a question?
I think I had a question earlier. Yeah. Something which is a mechitza would definitely be a kisui, right? But assuming we allow vertical kisui, is there any advantage to something being a mechitza as well as a kisui? Because
one nafkamina is if you can see it. In other words, when it comes, according to Rashba, if a kisui, even though you can see through it, is mutter, that's the din of tzala b'ashashas. But if it's a mechitza that you could see through, so then it's us according to the Rashba. Because lo yirevecha b'shtavar and lo yirevecha is extended to so as well.
So mechitza is worse than a kisui.
Mechitza in one aspect at least is worse.
And it's also more challenging to qualify as a mechitza halakhically because you need to have,
typical.
Yeah. So what advantage is there to be called a mechitza instead of a kisui? Or let me rephrase the question. When would it be mechitza and not be a kisui?
When it doesn't effectively cover it, like I could see it.
Oh, okay.
Now, in other words, let's say a mechitza, just to give the most extreme example, let's say I see the tzoa, right? The tzoa is 11 tfachim high, and so let's say I'm not looking at it like the Rashba, because the Rashba doesn't have to look at it, but my back's to it, right? Mm-hmm. So there's tzoa, and there's a mechitza, 10 tfachim high, the tzoa is 11 tfachim high. And so if it's a mechitza, I could turn my back to it and dab it makulei alma.
Oh, but
that's certainly not a kisui.
Because then you can see it.
It's now, not mechusa in any sense.
Yeah. Now, does a kisui have to be something merely so you cannot see the soa? Or does it have to be like there's no like airspace in between the kisui and
no, the airspace is fine.
Uh-huh. So in the case of the bed, what would be the advantage of saying if you have the avid or I have a mental block now, the other word.
Graph.
Yeah, the graph. So what advantage is just saying the bed is a mechitza, not a kisui? Because it seems to be from a plain standpoint, if it's under the bed, then you cannot see it.
Yeah, so if it's a kisui, it's a kisui. It's fine. It's much like you said, it's more carved.
Yeah, no,
but it may not always be a kisui.
Even for a bed?
Well, yeah. Like it's open on the sides. Or it's more than 3 tefachim high. Or more than 10 tefachim high.
Oh, I was assuming a bed would be one where if you put the if you stick the garaf or the avit underneath, you cannot can see it. I was saying it might, the bed might be high enough that you could see it.
Yeah, that's one of the cases.
Uh-huh, I see. Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Call too. Same time tomorrow?
Be'ezras Hashem.